welcome in to Horns Aplenty. Oh, there they are. I was waiting for that. There's the horn. So, you know what time it is. It is Horns Aplenty time here on WMFO in Medford. I'm DJ Hill. I'm DJ Mo. Giving you an hour of music right here on WMFO. Big ups to Gene and Radio 10. Gene on the scene. Just playing a great show there. We got a bunch of good shows for you, as always, here on WMFO. And it is our donations drive, every folks. Donations are what the only thing that keeps this radio station going, aside from probably money from Tufts. I don't know. Anyway, it's our donations drive right now. We got some nice tiers. You can get like a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or a mug, maybe a sticker. But if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2025 donations drive. If you would like to play it, pay online, go to wmfo.org and click the donate button. Or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to wmfo.org. Just do it. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Tufts gave me an hour. I thank them for that every year. And you should as well. All right. The show this week came about because, well, first, my dad sent me a great song by Wanda Jackson, who I was not very familiar with, which woefully undereducated on Wanda Jackson, who's this fantastic rockabilly artist, pioneer in the 1950s, and dated Elvis, which is, you know, fun fact. I went down a little Wanda Jackson rabbit hole and found one of her more famous songs, actually, called Fujiyama Mama. Fujiyama Mama, then. We're going to have a Fujiyama Mama segment later on in the show. It's going to be great. But that went through, and I kind of went down an East Asian rabbit hole. We played a lot of Yellow Magic Orchestra songs, things like that. So that was one major aspect of this week's show. The second aspect was that I started watching White Lotus. And there's a lot. White Lotus is well known for its great soundtracks. This one is no exception, season 3. I have not seen the last episode yet, so do not spoil it for me. All right, out there. But there's a lot of amazing Thai music from the 1960s. And if you listen to the show, you know that I play a lot of that kind of music from Cambodia and Vietnam and Laos and Thailand from the 1960s, when the U.S. was just pumping the whole Southeast Asia with propaganda and throwing all this Western-style music at them. And it really influenced their music, and they really kind of brought their Thai traditional music in with the garage rock, psychedelic rock of the U.S. And of Britain in the 1960s, and made some wonderful collaborations and covers. So we're going to play a little of that as well. That's going to be first, I think, White Lotus-inspired music. In the background right now is actually a Barcelona band of Chinese-Americans named the Shanghai Restoration Project. Grew up in born in Lawrence, Kansas. Sage, that's for you. One of these guys. Currently based in Barcelona. This is the Shanghai Restoration Project. This is a brand new single, Jamestown Rolling. And then we're going to get into some Thai stuff. And then we're going to have a game that we're going to play here. There are 5 songs that I'm going to play that are all essentially covers of famous American songs, but they're all obviously in Thai. And you're going to try to guess what the American song is. And if you want to, you can get on wmfo.org/DJ-chat. And you can chat at me with which songs you think they are. See how many you can get out of the 5, potentially 6. I think that there's going to be 3 you're all going to get right away. But there's a couple others that you might not know. So that'll be a fun game. But we're going to kick it off with not covers, just some classic Thai stuff from the 1960s. Some stuff maybe you recognize from The White Lotus. This is WMFO. This is Hordes of Plenty. Oh, yeah.
บ้านโคกสูงน้ำยังท่วมบ้านนอนบ้านปาก ลองยังอดน้าแมนโบว้าวแมนโบคอยว้าวแมนโบว้าวแมนโบคอยว้าวแมนโบคนเป็นมันก็ยังบ่ตายคนขี้อายหน้ายังบ่ด่างอยากมีเงินมันก็ต้องทำงานมัวขี้คร้านเมื่อไรจะร่ำจะรวยเกิดเป็นคนมันต้องช่วยตนเองบ่ช่วยตนเองแล้วใครสิช่วยอย่าหวังอะไรแม้แต่หมูในอวยคนจนคนรวยก็ต้องมวยแมนบอว้าวแมนบอคอยว้าวแมนบอว้าวแมนบอคอยว้าวแมนบอยังบ่ตายคนขี้อายหน้ายังบ่ด่างอยากมีเงินมันก็ต้องทำงานมัวขี้คร้านเมื่อไรจะร่ำจะรวยเกิดเป็นคนมันต้องช่วยตนเองบ่ช่วยตนเองแล้วใครสิช่วยอย่าหวังอะไรแม้แต่หมูในอวยคนจนคนรวยก็ต้องมวยแมนบอว้าวแมนบอคอยว้าวแมนบอว้าวแมนบอคอยว้าวแมนบ
First set, that was Viperet Piegsuwan. And I'm going to say this now. I am going to mispronounce a lot of the names on today's show. And many of them I physically cannot, or not physically, meant, I cannot read. Because they are in an alphabet which I do not know how to read. So I would recommend everybody go to WMFO.org. You can see the entire track list there. There's also, if you find it on the schedule page, a link to, if you look at the individual show, there should be a link to the Spotify playlist of this show where you can get all these songs without having to try to interpret my terrible mispronunciations. But yes, that was Yuck Yuck, which in parentheses, Jump Jump. That is off the Thai Beat A Go-Go Volume 2 Various Artists compilation, which I will be playing from quite a bit. There's four of these compilations, Thai Beat A Go-Go's Groovy 60s Sounds from the Land of Smile. I think I play from all four of them on the show here. I basically dug around, listened to all four of them, picked my favorite ones. So that's what we get for a lot of this show today. In the background, we have Harumi Hosono of the Yellow Magic Orchestra, one of the most famous Japanese bands there is. He's got some jams there. Okay, but before Yuck Yuck or Jump Jump was Nintendo Kawasabi? Nope. I don't know. And then she's actually contemporary, but leading off the set was Rewat Budinan, or Teruat. That was from 1984. All right, now we're going to get into the fun part of the show where you have to guess what the covers are. These are all, the next five songs I'm going to play are all covers of famous 1960s songs in the United States by Thai artists. And you got to try to tell me which ones, what the covers are. So I'm on the DJ chat. You can get me there. And we're going to kick it off with Cham Chai by Superhorn. What song is this?
Thank you. ชักมึนงงเดินถนนที่ก้นไม่ตรงดังลงเรือเร่อ้าวโซ่อ้าวเซ่เลิกจากงานว่าจะถึงบ้านไม่ไกลเจอเพื่อนฝูงเลยก้องเข้าไปพาให้มึนเฮ่อ้าวโซ่อ้าวเซ่
Big ups to the folks on the DJ chat. It's my father, the Ratbone Blossom himself. And somebody else, Kind Chatter, on there as well. Got Hang On Sloopy. That was the first one. Supop Horn. That was followed by The Trogues. Well, it's not actually The Trogues. It was also by Supop Horn. That was With a Girl Like You. By The Trogues. And that last one, Ray Charles, What I'd Say. Named by Rolling Stone as the number 10 greatest song of all time in 2003. I like that version right there. Payam Mugda. Actually, and in the parentheses in the track listings, they say what the song is generally, but that, for that song, they say, "Why do you walk like a drunkard?" So they must have changed the lyrics to be about being a drunk person rather than just translating the lyrics from What I'd Say. All right, got a couple more. Two more. You guys should get these next two. You're going to get them. Hit me up in the DJ chat. I'm on there. Oh, Ryan's on too. Ryan got Hang On Sloopy, so you should check out his show Friday mornings at the Music Savage Show, of course, Friday morning, 7 o'clock a.m. Check that out. And also consider donating to WMFO because it's a great station, and we have tons of our great DJs pumping out great tunes all the time. All right, let's get back into the game. I'm not going to... This is Kotmorn Yoop Yap. Again, track listings are on WMFO.org. You can check those out. But if you know what song this is a cover of, send it in the DJ chat. Here we go.
อยู่เดียวในใจไมโก้โอ้โหกับหมอนทั้งปีไม่มีใครนอนเคียงขึ้นเตียงก็เหงาเหลือดีที่นอนยังกับไฟทนไม่ไหวแล้วสิหลับตาก็เพ้อกอดหมอนยุบยับเย้เย้ที่ตอนหนาวร้าวจิตเมื่อนอนต้องคิดทุกครั้งหลับตาก็เจอใบหน้าไม่คุ้นจังยิ้มโสภารู้จนปัญญาหลับตาต้องเจอเพียงเธออย่างดีแค่เพ้อกอดหมอนยุบยับเย้เย้เย้ชะนีร้อนใจประดวงหาไทยหมอนใหม่ ขอความเห็นใจเธอดับไฟเราร้อนเตรียมคำอ่อนวอนกลัวเธอแง่งอนต้องนอนเดียวได้กลัวแท้จะคิดมีรักสักครั้งจะลองบอกเธอเมื่อเจอก็แย่เสียจังกลัวเธอไม่ฟังก็ฟังอกช้ำระบมคิดแล้วคิดเล่าก็เลยถูกเขาแย่งชมต้องตรงต้องเพ้อกดหมอนยุบยับเย้ยเย้อกฉันร้าวรานร้าวทุกมานฉีกไม่ขอรักใครทนต่อไปอีกไม่เจอเธอนานมีเด็กกำลังคลานโอ้เยาวมานเธอมีหมอนหลายใบซะอีกจะลองบอกเธอเมื่อเจอก็แย่เสียจังกลัวเธอไม่ฟังก็พังอกช้ำระบมคิดแล้วคิดเล่าก็เลยถูกเขาแย่งชมต้องตรมต้องเพ้อกดหมอนยุบยับเย้เย้เย้เย้เย้กดหมอนยุบยับ
จำที่มะเขือปอกระเทาะหน้าแวนอภัยเลืออกแอนอาบน้ำท่าไหนอาบน้ำท่าวัดเอากระจกที่ไหนส่องเยี่ยมเยี่ยมมองมองนกคุณทองร้องฮู้โอ้พงพังปูปลาตาบอเข้าลอดพงพานกเอ๋ยนกเอียงมาเลี้ยงควายเท่าพอควายกินข้าวนกเอียงหัวโตขยุ่มหลังคาแมวขโมยกินปลาหมากัดกระพุ้งก้น
Wow, thank you to all those who participated on the DJ chat. That was a lot of fun. We had four or five guessers. We had Mare Bear in there. We had my dad. We got Ryan from the Music Savage Show, 7 a.m. Fridays. We got G-Funk down in Egg Harbor Township and his son Brady rocking out down there. So thank you to everybody who participated. That was a lot of fun for me. Also my wife, but she was not on the DJ chat. But you guys are nailing it. Of course, the first one I played there, All Shook Up, Elvis Presley. Originally composed by Otis Blackwell topped the U.S. charts in 1957, stayed there for 9 weeks. And then after that was Your Cheatin' Heart. Well, Hank Williams' ditty from 1952. I love the choice that they made to go full, you know, as G-Funk said, as full Alvin. Yeah, that was that second half of that song was it's a choice. And I love it. Another Thai song in the background. This is Benjamas. Rock My Chai Len. We'll let this play out. And that wraps up my set on the Thai music from the 60s. That form of music is sometimes called Wong Shadow or shadow music. I guess the original became shadow music because of one of the first groups that was influential over there was Cliff Richards and the Shadows, who I don't actually know very well, really at all. I mean, and you can see that there's that same genre of music in Cambodia and in Laos. It's all over the Southeast Asia from that time period. The Cambodia one is an especially interesting one because of the Khmer Rouge that came and pretty much wiped it all out afterwards. there's not very much of that music remaining, but there's a great, great compilation. I think I've talked about it on the show before called Cambodia Rocks, which you should go check out if you can. But we're going to get into some Japanese music now. Well, some American music, and then that kind of flows into some Japanese music. But first, I'm going to read a PSA. If you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high-interest credit cards. For more free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org. There you go. That's your PSA for the day. And I'm going to read about the donation drive. We are doing it still. If you like what we're doing here at WMFO.org 91.5, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click the donate button and see how you can help us keep it freeform. There's sweatshirts, there's t-shirts, there's mugs. You can do it all. I guess you can have it all. If you go to WMFO.org, I'm on the DJ chat right now. You can also find the track list there, as well as the schedule for all of the great shows we have here on the air. We got Blitzquake. I think there's a sub for Blitzquake coming up after me today. But then What a Wonderful World, Roots and Resurgence, Hot Tub Tapes, Birders Anonymous, and Radio Libre. That's all tonight. Keep locked on 91.5. All right. So this next set, the next, you're going to hear the same song. This is an interesting show this week, but you're going to hear the same song four times by four different artists. This one was inspired by my dad. He sent me over that Wanda Jackson song, and the Wanda Jackson video, and her just going crazy on the stage, and it's awesome. Wanda Jackson's really cool. Super early pioneer of female-led rock music. And she was famous for one song called Fujiyama Mama, and I went through and found a lot bunch of different versions of the song because I found it really catchy, and it's also sort of interesting because Fujiyama Mama by Wanda Jackson became a number one hit in Japan for like 6 months in the late 1950s. I'll look it up. And so it inspired a lot of Japanese music as well. And so we're going to do that. This is a Fujiyama Mama set. The first version of the song was recorded by Anna Steen Allen. And I think it might be one of my favorites. And we're going to start with that one.
I'm a Fujiyama mama and I'm just about to blow my top.
Yama, 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 yama.
Cause when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop.
Yama, 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 yama.
I drink a quart of sake, smoke dynamite, chase it with tobacco, and then shoot out the night. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama and I'm just about to blow my top.
Yama, 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 yama.
And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop. I went to Nagasaki, Hiroshima too. The same I did to them, babe, I can do to you. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama and I'm just about to blow my top.
Anna Steen Wilson, and now we got the Wanda Jackson version.
Yeah! I've been to Nagasaki, Hiroshima too. The same I did to them, baby, I can do to you. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to blow my top. Fujiyama, yama, Fujiyama. And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop. And when I start erupting.
Wanda Jackson, 1958 version of Fujiyama Mama there. That song went number one in Japan for 6 months in 1958. She did a tour there in 1959, which was sold out. Three shows a day, 7 days a week, over 7 weeks. I mean, obviously, the song references Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and it's like, I don't know. It feels a little funny to talk about it, but I think that there was some author attributes the success of the song in Japan to its embodiment of the desire of female empowerment in post-war Japan. Major pop hit there, and I think there is a female empowerment sort of female sexuality part of that song, which is a big deal for 1950s even U.S. music, but also the culturally relatively conservative Japanese, they glommed onto that and really ran with it in 1958. And in 1959, the first recording by a Japanese artist of the song, Izumi Yukimura, and we're gonna play that one right now. More Fujiyama Mama right here on WFMO.
I'm in Nagasaki, Hiroshima too. The thing I did to them, baby, I can do too. The life of Fujiyama Mama.
Nobody gonna make you stop. crazy, so deep and down. But you can cause distraction just like the atom bomb. Fujiyama, and you're just a bug. Blow your top. Fujiyama. And when you study nothing, ain't nobody gonna make you stop. You drank a Kawasaki, smoke dynamite. You chased it with the bucky, and then you got the high. Fujiyama, mama, and you're just a bug. Blow your top. Fujiyama. And when you study nothing, ain't nobody gonna make you stop. When you start laughing, ain't nobody gonna make you stop.
Right there, the Yellow Magic Orchestra's Harumi Hosono. As I mentioned earlier, incredibly influential Japanese artist. His version of the Fujiyama Mama. That completes our four-song Pat and Nauseam set right there, where we play the same song over and over. There's a great show on WMBR in MIT's radio station over in Cambridge that he does a whole hour of that, where he plays the same song over and over again by different artists. And it's pretty awesome, actually. You should check that out. Radio's great. All right, what? I have 9 minutes left. I got a couple more, some more contemporary stuff, but all from East Asia. This is this next one is Japanese. Shintaro Sakamoto. Don't know what's normal. And yeah, we're gonna round it out with these three songs if I can fit them in. And then we got a sub coming in for the next show. But don't forget to donate if you can. WMFO.org. And yeah, this is Don't Know What's Normal, Shintaro Sakamoto. background there, Sababa 5 with Yukiri with the song Kokoro from 2024. I see some folks wandering around. I got another show's coming up here at 6 p.m. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on April 21st, pending disaster. you'll hear me there for another episode of Horns of Plenty. Thanks, everybody.
Living lovely.